Oh, hello, my love. I am back. Just one moment. Thank you for accompanying me, my outing, dear one. You may be excused. Now come here, love. I have not had a chance to embrace you all day. Oh, no matter how many times we touch, it always feels so special. I feel as though my heart could start beating again. I'm sorry you couldn't come with me to visit Lord Reginald. I do still have many dear ones, after all. They need attention too. Oh, it wasn't anything terribly important. Just a social visit. I have not spoken with Lord Reginald in a very long time, and I decided we were due for a good catching up. Honestly, I don't know that you would really like him anyway, and despite being such a younger vampire than I, he's a bit old-fashioned. Well, he doesn't respect mortals much. In fact, he often calls them cattle. Can you imagine? Now, I will admit that becoming a vampire changed your view of mortals. That's just part of being what we are. I know that some mortals would think that my habit of dressing up my dear ones and setting them around the manor as decorations is a little demeaning, but he is on a whole other level. He obeys Eventide's laws about mortal rights, but it's clear he does so only so he can keep living here. Well, even for vampires who do not care much for mortals, Eventide is a spectacular place to live. Evidently, he feels treating mortals with more care than he'd like is worth the protection. Honestly, I would rather not talk about him anymore. I wanted to maintain a friendly relationship with him, but perhaps it was a mistake after all. I'm fine, my love. I just... No, I'm sorry, I'm lying. I'm sorry, my love. He was simply awful. He said dreadful things to me about our relationship. I did not want you to see me like this. It has been a long, long time since I have felt so vulnerable. I'm sure you could imagine all the nasty things he had to say. He said that falling in love with you was like... like lying with a dog. That was when I left. He very nearly caught me crying. Something I have not done in over a century. I felt so silly and weak. I am supposed to be strong for you. You and all my dear ones. I protect you from all the horrors of the world. How can I do that if I am reduced to tears by a few unkind words? Poor Lillian. She is the dear one that I brought with me. She looked so shocked. Like she could not believe that I could be hurt so easily. I think that perhaps that's exactly what hurt me so much. The fear that I could not protect you. I just kept thinking about what would have happened if you had been there with me. How it would have made you feel. I worry that I am exposing you to danger again. It happened before with the Elf King. I set you right in front of a dangerous person, just assuming that nothing would happen. I do not think your life is in any danger from the other vampires, of course, but in rushing to announce our relationship, I may have made you a target for harsh words and criticism. Of course, up to this point, you have not been outside of the manor much, but the party I took you to just a few weeks ago was supposed to be the start of many more such outings. You deserve to explore and meet new people, but now, how could I knowingly take you outside when, at any time, vampires could hurt you with their jeering and name-calling? I'm sorry, it is so disheartening to realize all of this only after it's too late to do anything about it. I'm supposed to be a wise, ancient being. Most of the time, I'm thinking 10 steps ahead, but when it comes to you and the matters of the heart, I seem to rush in headlong. I just want everyone to see you, to know how important you are to me. Thank you, my love. You are so very sweet to say it. But good intentions just are not enough sometimes. I have been involved in the darker side of politics for centuries, and I have seen countless rulers who wanted only the best from their people, but could not perform their duties properly. The last thing I want is to become like them. Do you mean that? I had not thought of it that way. I apologize, my love. I have grown so used to providing for my dear ones, I did not consider that you are making your own decisions as well. You are correct. You did agree to this. I did not force you. This gives me something to think about. I care about you deeply, even more so than my dear ones. Perhaps I should be trusting you a bit more. But please, do try to understand. Not. I truly believe that it is my duty to protect you. You are immortal, after all. Relatively weak and inexperienced. I want to be strong for you, because in a place like this, you need someone strong to watch over you. I will trust your decisions when I can, but please indulge me and let me guide you when needed. Thank you, my love. It has been harder for me to adjust than I thought, but this is what I have been missing in my life. A person that I can rely on. I have not had someone I could consider a partner in a very long, long time. In fact, the last time I did, it did not end so well. It was another vampire. We began as business partners, but she and I started to become more. It went on for several decades, but we both have strong personalities. We were both accustomed to being in charge, and while we did our best to work together, one day all of our disagreements boiled to the surface at once. She ended up leaving Eventide so she could live apart from me. Fortunately, we have returned to having a friendly relationship, but that only happened after about 50 years of bitterness. We have agreed that we are better as friends. You have something that she did not, though. You are so sweet and gentle. When I am with you, I feel soothed, not inflamed. You do not try to force your way of thinking on me. It is not to say that you are weak or timid. Far from it. You are the strongest mortal I have ever met. But you simply exude thoughtfulness and consideration. I can trust that you only have my own best interests at heart, and you respect my own experience. You do not assume that you know better. Thank you for being there for me. I love you so very much. And I want you to understand just how much I mean. I absolutely cherish you. When I first saw you, malnourished and bedraggled in that cell, I knew immediately that I wanted to protect you. At that time, all I could think about was how badly you needed me. I never could have imagined back then how much I would come to need you as well. I suppose that's a bit of a weakness of mine. I tend to assume that mortals simply do not know as much as me. But even though I am centuries old, there are still things that I have not experienced. I suppose it doesn't necessarily matter how much more than you I know. Knowing one important thing is more important than 100 little irrelevant facts. In your case, you know how to accept things that are out of your control. You really came to accept your place here in the mansion rather quickly. I have had dear ones who were absolutely inconsolable for months. You settled in after just about a week. Of course, you're still a bit shy, even now. But honestly, I think that's just a part of your charm. I will need to borrow some of that ability when I can. I will need you to help me be at peace with the way things are. In exchange, I want you to remember to rely on me as well. It would be silly of you to start carrying the world on your shoulders when your lover is an ancient and powerful vampire after all. You can rely on me to handle things for you most of the time. I will protect you from threats and keep you fed and clothed. That's not about to change. And I will be more than happy to comfort you when you are sad or upset. All I really ask is to hear some nice, encouraging words from time to time. After all, I doubt I'm going to suffer another breakdown like today, but you have a way of making a hard day a little bit better. Oh, and of course I still expect my regular feedings. Come to think of it, it is your turn today, is it not? Would you like to do it a bit earlier today? Wonderful. Come here, my love. Boop. I am sorry, my dear one. There are too many cats here. Why are there so many cats? Oh, I'm losing my marbles from all the cats.
Oh, kitties, lay down. Come on, let Mama record.
Boop. But could not perform their duties properly. Especially when there are cats involved. Boop. You are immortal. Just like these cats. So many cats. Why do I have so many cats? Boop. In fact, the last time I did, it did not end so well. Which is why I filled my life with so many cats.